Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the new creature in Christ Jesus. Chapter 6. The new creature put in evidence by the contrast with the most emblematic figures of the natural human being. Topic A. Distinguishing the new from the old cooperates to the understanding of the new creature. Although nothing merely natural in the world can accurately reflect the condition of the new creature that is given to a person through the new birth, some characteristics of the new creation may be known according to what the scriptures teach us about what the new differs strikingly with what was in force until this new possibility of life was introduced. If there is something new being offered, it is also possible that there is something preceding considered old or outdated in relation to which the new manifests itself. And so, how can someone compare something new with something old, and assign them a respective value, if he or she does not appropriately know some essential aspects about the old and the new, considering that part of the condition of something new is also evidenced when comparing it with the old? We recall here, then, that in this chapter, the focus of comparing the new with the things that have already passed away is not to exalt or highlight the old but aims to cooperate for even greater prominence and understanding of the new. And, in turn, the act of comparing or contrasting a new condition with conditions considered to be old or outdated can be done both regarding the details of the novelties of the new and regarding the highlights of what the new is not in relation to the old. In the previous chapters, we saw a higher emphasis on several new attributes of the new creature, but in this particular chapter, we aim to highlight some aspects that the new directly discards regarding the old ways or patterns of life existing in the world, bearing in mind that one of the central verses concerning the new creature in God objectively emphasizes what this new creation in Christ is not in comparison to the former, namely Galatians 5:15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. The emphasis of the scriptures on the new creature does not only inform us that it is more valuable than circumcision and uncircumcision, but it also shows us that circumcision and uncircumcision have lost all value in the face of the newness offered to humankind in Christ Jesus. An aspect that can be seen still in other texts of the scriptures that affirm this same emphasis in the following way. Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. 1 Corinthians 7:19. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. In Christ, which is one of the central ways to refer to the new condition of life granted by God to the new creature, the old conditions concerning circumcision or uncircumcision have no value, that is, they are obsolete or without the expression of value that people eventually attributed to them before. And yet in another text, the declaration of the nullity of circumcision or uncircumcision in the face of the new creature in Christ becomes even more affirmative, being expressed in it the non-acceptance, including or in no way, of a series of other specific former conditions adopted by the natural man, as follows. Galatians 3:9-11. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. If in the first verses seen in this topic, there was highlighted that there are certain things that have entirely lost their value in the face of the new creature, in this last verse above, it can be observed that some former aspects, even highly valued by some groups of people, should never be regarded as acceptable to those who are in the condition of a new creation in Christ. What, then, is so relevant in the emphasis of the specific topics of the last text seen above? Why are they so objectively and emphatically highlighted in the scriptures about the new creature or the condition of a person being in Christ? Why is it so important to grow in the understanding of some aspects that have no value to the position of being in Christ or which should not be accepted by a person in the condition of a new creature in the Lord? To understand the aspects that the natural man values so much, but that cannot have any part in the new creation, is crucial, for in the natural level, there are several aspects that objectively oppose the new creature and want to keep people from the newness of life in the Lord, as well as they also aim to directly affect the fellowship of people with the peace and mercy of God, as exemplified below. Galatians 6:11-16. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. For many people, including many of those who are Christian, the texts quoted above may sound somewhat strange, since there are terms used in them that may be unfamiliar to their ears or even entirely unknown. Nevertheless, even if terms such as circumcision, uncircumcision, Jew, or Greek may sound strange to the reader of the Scriptures, it is necessary to advance in their understanding since these expressions are of vital significance concerning the subject of the new creature. A reason why we would like to encourage continuity in reading this chapter, for in it we will try to cooperate in the elucidation of several meanings associated with these terms in reference. The emphasis in the New Testament texts on the terms referenced in the preceding paragraph is used repetitively as to the issues associated with the new creature, indicating to us a high degree of importance of their understanding, as well as indicating that they may indeed be understood according to the instructions of the Lord, for if this were not possible, these terms would not be so intensely referenced together with the theme of the newness of life in Christ. It should still be remembered here that a person's ignorance of a crucial subject does not protect him or her from the harmful consequences that this ignorance may bring to his or her life. However, the growth in the understanding and the wisdom bestowed by God on how to deal with matters that are essential to life can indicate the path of victory in these several key areas. The fact that a subject is unknown by a person does not exempt this individual from seeking its understanding, for God is willing to grant wisdom to those who seek it in Him, as we can also remember in the words of the book of Proverbs set out below. Proverbs 2:1-22. My son, if you receive my words, and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, he is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice, and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil, and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. Who forsakes the companion of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness, and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Given the broad provision of wisdom and understanding that God offers to the people in the world, there is no reason for a person to refrain from knowing the themes and terms that God has used in the scriptures, how much more the points that clarify what constitutes and what does not constitute the new creation which a person can obtain in the Lord, and by which one can obtain the eternal life of the heavenly kingdom accompanied by the grace, peace, and mercy of God. The fact that a person is unfamiliar with some terms and expressions of the scriptures does not provide him or her with an excuse or justification before the Lord for not seeking to understand them together with the other scriptures and by the Spirit of God, which are widely offered to all those who open their hearts to receive the offer of the gospel of the Lord. Since being in Christ or being a new creature is fundamental to a new life not only in the present but also for eternity, no one should refrain from knowing what is intrinsic to this new creature as well as that which cannot be part of it at all.